We acknowledge the Whadjuk people of the Noongar Nation, the traditional custodians of this country and its waters. The stories told in Envoy 2222 are told on and about Noongar country. We pay our respects to Noongar elders, past, present, and emerging.
Kaya. Now, you're clearly not from here, I can tell. The building over there, the one with 1913 WSD above the door, that isn't your house or workplace, is it? You don't look like the kind of person who works at the Wallilup Species Delegation building. They're usually better dressed. Name tags, too. Plus, they usually have treats. Do you have treats? No? Thought so. I'm not from here either. Or technically, I am from here, but from what I can see, not this time. It's so odd, you know, seeing this area look like this. Personally, I think the extra 200 years were quite good for it. Not that I'm saying it's ugly, I'm just saying that time definitely did it some good. It is kind of interesting, though, even if this little trip was more than a little unexpected. One minute, I was happily prowling my favourite cat haven, making sure that my home was clear of all infestations, when I heard a blip, and then I blink, and then I'm here. This isn't said cat haven, by the way, just in case that wasn't clear. I've heard about this happening before. A glitch in the mycelium neural net. The theory is that it sends us back. How? Why? I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm a leisure enthusiast. One of the best in my field, in fact. You can't see me, but just know I'm at your feet, at about ankle height. It's a bit inconvenient that I'm invisible to you, but just listen. Help me out, if you can. Turning left, we should see a long line of Norfolk pines heading towards the giant rotating prison. Immediately in front of us is the funky-looking mycelium 2222 pumping station. That's what I'm guessing it is, as that's what it looks like. Although, I thought in this time such a thing didn't exist yet. Huh, maybe the walking audiobooks got it wrong. They do that sometimes. Walk in this direction following the line of Norfolk pines. We are going to walk past three of the pines, at a gentle pace, towards Perth's famous revolving prison. Each one of those capsules contains the most dangerous criminals known to feline kind. So dangerous that no one even knows what they did. My theory is that they wronged the wrong line of cats. Everyone knows you can't do such a thing and get away with it. Especially not when it comes to cats. It's a reminder to all to stay in line, because this correctional facility never stops moving. Can you hear me? You're not responding. You should be. Humans can usually understand me perfectly. Maybe you're mute. Evolution can do funny things. I mean, apparently we couldn't talk to you at one point in time. Not sure how long ago, though. Waggle your fingers for me, just so I know that you can hear me and I'm not wasting my time. That's it. Immediately after the third Norfolk pine, look to the right, past the playground. To the right of said playground is the water fountain. Head directly to that fountain, as the bird flies. Now, on to the plan. The plan is to find a place to nap. Maybe you'll find what you're looking for on the way too. Not to be rude, not that cats are ever rude, but you two-leggeds take things a little personal sometimes. You look a little lost. The question is, what type of lost? There are many different types of being lost. Did you know that? First, there is the most obvious, and that is being lost in place. Then there's the less well-known but still quite prevalent Lost in Time. Last, but certainly not least, arguably this is the most important and devastating kind of lost, and that is lost in oneself. I don't know if helping me with my plan will make you not lost anymore, but might as well give it a shot. Quickly now, I'm thirsty. You know, cat fountains are all the rage at the moment. Sometimes they have one for humans, but they're mainly just for us. It's not like we can carry around a bottle. It's a bit odd that in this time, so much effort is put into a four-sided human fountain when there is no effort for us. Are there more of you than us? I can't even imagine. There'll be something for me, though, surely. You'd think no time would be as barbaric to not... Oh, gosh. They certainly are barbaric. How isn't there one for me? This is an insult. How are we supposed to drink if we can't access the water? This is embarrassing. Would you mind putting some in a bowl for me? What do you mean you don't have a bowl? I would prefer a catnip-scented one, but I suppose I'll settle for plain old metal if you don't have that. Not even that. Well, this is abysmal. Would you pour some down for me then? Oh, this is embarrassing. No, not like that. Like this. No, screw it. I'll find some water later. Let's move on and forget about this tragedy. Let's go check out that grove of trees and all the birds. Don't they sound... Ugh, I know this lot of trees. Well, they're taller in my time, but it's the home of... Ugh. Bruce. He's not any bird, though. He's the bird. You know how we like to eat birds. This one likes to eat us. He's so big that the only trees that can hold him are these ones. In the future, I mean. Or at least, I'm guessing. You haven't heard of any cat-eating birds in these trees, have you? Doesn't matter. We're going to stay clear of this lot anyway. Don't know if I can trust you guys to know exactly what you're looking for. Not like you could tell me even if you did see Big Bad Bruce. Yes, let's just keep walking around until we get to the other side. Keep walking in the direction of that stone block over there. The one with the disembodied human head. Ugh. Keep a good distance, walking clockwise around that grove of trees. You'll find it. Just look around the trees a bit. That's it. The blocky thing with the four pillars. That's the one I'm talking about. We don't have them in our time. In 2145, they were taken down, and then 4 years later, they put 4D animal holographic projections in place of them. Research said that animal videos made people happier, so they put them everywhere. And guess what? They did. There was one of me that got put up too. It's kind of a big deal. All right, get a move on. Let's take a look. You can tell that the person atop the monument up there must have done something really bad, because they cut off his head. I'd tell you to take a wee here too, but I feel like that isn't a thing that humans do publicly in this time. Don't understand why. But anyway, I keep on forgetting you can't respond to me. Wait, you see that other bunch of trees over there, right by the edge of the park? It looks kind of like a miniature forest. Next to that house, it says public toilets. Let's wander that way. Could be a good napping spot. I wonder what it's like to be mute like you guys. Must be nice to not have to worry that you're not accidentally going to let something slip that you shouldn't. Or that thought that really shouldn't be said out loud actually stays in your head instead of coming out of your mouth because you didn't think about it beforehand. The amount of times I've done both these things is frankly embarrassing. To be fair, I don't see a problem with the things I say. It's others that do sometimes. Let's keep going to the nearest big tree, this side of the path. It's the first of a line of eight. We're going to walk through them and count down. Keep up. Tree number 7. That's supposedly a lucky number. Personally, my lucky number is 9, but you can do you, I suppose. Then we go to tree number 6. Good old number 6. A nice even number, and perhaps my second lucky number, considering it's essentially an upside down 9. On to number 5. An average number at best, but a fun one, I suppose. It's a fancy number of some kind. I can't remember exactly why, but maybe if you're a maths person, you'll know. Then, on to number 4. Not quite a lucky number, but it's close enough that I don't mind it too much. Gosh, they're stunning, aren't they? Stop for a moment and just look up. Stand for a minute and take it all in. If you think about it, trees are the original statues, aren't they? Immovable objects that, unlike the statues of this time, are supposed to be here. Even if they aren't native, they're still nature. They still are made to be part of the earth and to support it. After the great tree debacle in 2091, there were campaigns all over the world to plant more trees, to finally make up for all the ones we lost. Those trees are massive now. In our time, that is. And now on to 3. While 9 is my official lucky number and 6 is my second, 3 is very special because it's a square root. I don't know what that is, but trees have roots, so it must be good. On to 2 now. 2 is a good number because that's where we're from. 2,222. That's a lot of twos. And finally, tree number 1. And now keep walking through with me till we're standing opposite a street sign on it that says Wardon Lane. What's that on the street sign though? That animal. We don't have those. Is it a fish eating a lion? Or a lion pooping a fish? Or a cross between both? That would be a bad mix. Cats don't like water, so I don't see how a lion would survive in the ocean of all places, even if they had a fish tail. A cat is still a cat. I'm getting sidetracked. Let's keep looking. Look out for any good nap spots for me, yeah? Walk along the street towards the catwalk, or crosswalk as it's also known as. Specifically, walk alongside the green. Don't walk on the green because there's a bicycle sign on the ground, which probably means that bikes use this lane, so let's just walk in the one next to it. Don't want to get run over by a bike now, do we? Pass the telephone box and now we're at the catwalk, crosswalk, whatever you want to call it. We should cross the road. Make sure to watch out as you cross. I'm guessing they don't have speeders at the moment, but they have vehicles that move from what I can see. So, caution. But don't be too slow. I'm on a search, remember? Don't want me falling asleep anywhere unpleasant now, would you? So, we're on the other side. Oh, you can still see that street sign from here. Look at it again. You know what I mean by the lion and fish thing, right? It's weird. Moving on, let's just walk past the roundabout towards the Shipwrecks Museum. There's even more grass and something I can't quite name yet, but they look like possible napping spots. Oh, I was right. See the anchor on top of the ledge that says WA Shipwrecks Museum? I've never seen an anchor before, only ever heard about them. Anchors aren't used anymore, not this kind anyway. Not that I would have seen one even if they were. Don't like water. Have I already said that? Perhaps. It's an important fact to remember, though. Keep walking, by the way. We're going to keep going past that, down Cliff Street. Let's see if what we're looking for is down around the cliff. A cat stop! This is exactly what I'm looking for. I didn't know you guys had cat stops for us. Maybe this time is more considerate towards us four-legged beings than I assumed. Colour me impressed. See the bench by the stop? That's exactly where I'm going to go. If you want to take a seat next to me, I would allow it. Or even if you just want to pat me. Now, there are rules to this. Don't put me on your lap and only stroke my head. My back is off limits. If you do have to go after I fall asleep, be careful and don't wake me up. You don't want to witness a grumpy cat. Ugh, you're fidgeting too much. I can't nap with that kind of behaviour. You have two options. You can stay still and take a nap with me. Naps with company are always better than naps alone. Or you could catch the bus. If I'm correct, which I should be, because being wrong isn't a part of my shtick, that should take you back to our time. 22:22, that is. Why don't you have a look around first, though? It could be fun for you. Yeah, that's it. I'll be good in my little spot. Thank you for keeping me company. This time might not be so bad after all.